Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And you know when you hear those coins clinking, it's all about Emerald Coast coins right now. Stephanie Dotson is here, one of the owners of the store. And it is just incredible all that's happening in the world. So I'm dying to ask you right off the bat. Well, first, tell us about Emerald Coast coins. But I'm dying to know, how are the gold and silver prices being affected? And what can you tell us?
So Emerald Coast coins has been around, we're going on 24 years this year, which is so crazy.
Wow.
Yes. Because that's how old my youngest is going to be. So that's how I can remember. Thank goodness. So 24 years this year. We're right up the street at 1811 Creighton Road. We'll go over hours in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so gold and silver today, we do gold, coins and silver and gold and bullion mm-hmm. and broken jewelry and all that. So gold and silver today, their prices have been not crazy. Like it jumped up. This past week, like, you know, it jumped up a little bit. Gold recently has been around the $5,000 range. Mm-hmm. So it's been like teetering between $5,000 and $5,200 lately. Mm-hmm. And today it's like $5,130 an okay. ounce. So that's fine. That's, you know, kind of steady. Silver is, I got to take my glasses off to see.
I'm so funny. Look at watching
this. It is $85.
Okay.
$85 an ounce. And silver's been teetering between, you know, $80 and $90,
mm-hmm. which is like, great for silver,
is so,
isn't it?
So great. Well, both of them are great. This yeah. is the highest, you know, they got high. They had a high point like in January.
Mm-hmm.
But this is still the highest ever. Like mm-hmm. these are prices nobody
Wasn't
ever thought they would
see. Wasn't gold around 3,000 or so?
Yeah, just not even, you know, 4 months ago, gold right. was like maybe
$3,000. That's what I thought.
And silver
thinking,
was,
did I hear you right?
Like
yeah.
$50, wow. $40 an ounce.
Okay.
So like I bought me a coin from the US Mint.gov, the US Mint's website. It's mm-hmm. a Wonder Woman coin, right?
Why am I not surprised?
Right, why are you not surprised? So coins on there are typically more expensive. Not, mm-hmm. you know, I'm buying this because I want it, not because it's going to make me money. And when I paid for it, silver was around $40 an ounce, and I paid $140 for this 1 ounce silver coin. And now they're selling them for like $200.
No kidding.
Right.
That's unusual to have that quick of a return, isn't
yeah.
it?
Right. Now, for like I said, for me, like it's just a coin that's going to stay in my like vault forever because I love Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. She's like the original, like the OG, like woman's rights lady.
Oh my gosh.
You know
funny.
What I mean?
I love it.
That's Linda. What's her Linda?
Oh, now that you said
of course,
it.
Of course, right? It's Linda though.
I know. You're yeah. right. We'll get it. We'll have
it. Okay. Oh, it will get there. But yeah, so anyways, I just love her.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so gold and silver has been kind of steady. We have been purchasing more lately than we've been selling, which happens. You know, it ebbs and flows. And it's so much fun. Sort of. We have very busy.
You might want to clarify on that.
We have so much fun. Sort of. We have very busy moments. So much so that in February, we implemented new hours. And we are still Monday through Friday. Monday and Friday, we close at 5. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we close at 4. Open at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But from 12:30 to 1 o'clock, we close the doors and take a break. That way we can all have a lunch break. We're not waiting until 3 o'clock in the afternoon to eat.
Right.
We don't become grumpuses. We get to relax.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. It restores your energy and you make the right decision.
Exactly. Exactly. So that has been very helpful, I think, for all of us. Will it stay that way forever? I don't know. Probably not. Mm-hmm. But for now, yes.
Yeah. So you can still come in your lunchtime. Just be aware that that half hour, they're not open.
That's it. Exactly. Okay. That half hour, I am not open and I will not open the door unless the building's on fire.
And just to recap, what are your open hours?
So we open 9 o'clock Monday through Friday. We open at 9 a.m.
Okay.
Friday and Monday, we close at 5.
Okay.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we close at 4.
Okay.
So, and then we do like the broken jewelry, the unwanted jewelry and all mm-hmm. that. Gold, we are still purchasing. Sterling silver right now, we are still on a hold for that. And that's just because none of the big guys are buying it. Oh. I don't have an outlet for it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can't get rid of it, then I can't purchase it.
No, that makes sense. Okay. So something that I always like to clarify too for folks about Emerald Coast coins is you're not a pawn shop.
Correct.
So talk about the difference between what you do and what someone else, because they think, well, I could take my jewelry over here. No, it's not
right.
the same.
No, it's not the same. Like once you sell it to me, it's mine forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like the only, I would say, thing that would compare us to a pawn shop is we both have to do paperwork for the police department.
Right.
We both have to hold the jewelry or, you know, that we take in for us, it's 30 days. I think for a pawn shop, it's longer.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to hold that jewelry to make sure that you're a good human you know, and then I'm following the rules.
Right.
Because I'm not going to jail for nobody.
No. So if I suddenly have, let's say, a relative that's passed and there's a jewelry box full of things, what are the things, some of it's obvious, of course, but I want to hear from an expert. What are some of the things that you would look for that they could bring in to have you purchase or buy from them?
So even before you bring jewelry in to me to look at, you can do things at home to kind of verify.
Okay.
Now, a refrigerator magnet is not always strong enough, but it sometimes will help. Because if something picks up with a magnet, it's not gold and it's not silver.
Interesting. I never knew that.
So,
well, that makes total sense.
That will totally help. Now, having said that, you know, copper does not pick up with a magnet. So mm-hmm. it could still, but that's still something you're going to be like, okay, well, maybe. So let's put that aside and we'll have them verify for us.
Because
we have different ways of testing the jewelry for you. Things I also, you know, I pay for diamonds. The wholesale market's not great, but I pay for diamonds. And I don't pay for emeralds and rubies. Like, I can't do anything with emeralds and rubies.
Okay, so primarily the gold and silver, gold necklaces,
right,
chains,
gold necklace, chains,
bracelets, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So, and I had somebody come in probably a couple weeks ago that had some stuff that was their mother's.
Mm-hmm.
And they were thinking they were only going to get, you know, $300 to $500. So, like, oh, $300 to $500. I was like, this is way, way more. Like, thousands. It was thousands
really?
Of dollars. And they almost broke down crying. Because it was, of course, you know, it's just money they needed.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like, I was like, look.
It's a gift.
Yep. It's exactly the way I see it. I was like, see, your mom's still looking out for you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Talking with Stephanie Dodson. She's one of the owners for Emerald Coast Coins here in Pensacola. So if you've got a question, maybe you've got something you've been wondering, is this worth anything? And it can be jewelry, but also all those coins. I always talk about this, about my, I know that I keep saying,
I know,
I got to do this. My dad's got a box of coins. I've got to bring them in for her to take a look at. So if you have a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. That's what this show is about. We're the expert panel. And I promise you, if there was ever an expert in the house, Stephanie is that.
I do my best.
Yes, absolutely.
I definitely do my best. And I can try and answer most questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so even if you call the store, which, you know, I'll give you that phone number, is 850-473-1515. Even if you call the store with a question, we will try to answer it to the best of our ability over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
We have a phone that you can text. We can give you that number. You can text us pictures. Now,
if
we're busy, we're not going to get to it right away. Definitely, you know, text us or call us back and be like, hey, I sent that picture. Please look at it. You know?
Right.
So, like, you know, there's ways to get in touch with us and ask, because I don't want somebody to drive all the way from Alabama for something that I could have told them an answer to over the phone, and then they waste the gas, especially right now. Like,
mm-hmm.
gas going up like 30 cents or whatever it's done. But, you know, so we try our very best to answer all questions over the phone. I'm not afraid to give out the information. Like, I'm not afraid to tell you, like, what my premiums are. Like, I've heard some, you know, places and, you know, other places around the United States, like, you know, whatever, they don't want to give out all that information.
Mm-hmm.
We're not like that here.
Well, the thing that I like about you is you're local, you're a family-owned business,
yes.
and you make friends with your customers. So,
we do.
So that means a lot.
We do. I have one of my customers actually just came in yesterday. They moved to Tennessee.
Oh.
And they used to be my customers when I had a store out in Milton, you know, ages ago.
Uh-huh.
But they came down from Tennessee. He's like, I came down to get my normal stuff that I get. Of course, he's like, well, I can't buy as many as I used to because the prices are way different since
mm-hmm.
he bought even a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, but I still came to see you. And
Aww.
That was so sweet.
That's nice.
And thankfully, he's leaving tomorrow to go back, you know, home. Because of weather, that just
right. Of course. So we're talking with Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins. So let's switch over from the jewelry and reselling that to coins. So tell us now, in terms of, we're in March now in 2026. What are some of the trends you're seeing? Are you seeing an influx of certain types of coins that people are wanting to keep or buy? What are you seeing in the market?
I am seeing, so people are still, and I know, and I say this all the time too, like, silver eagles are still everybody's, like, go-to item.
Mm-hmm.
Like, silver eagles, they're an ounce of silver. Yes, they have premiums on them, but that's just, like, the Americana. Like, you know, it's a great gift if you give it to somebody,
especially for graduates coming
yes.
up this spring. It really is a cool thing to give somebody because it has the date, the year on it.
Yes, it has the year on it, and we have little graduation packs you can put it in. Happy birthday, mm-hmm. you know, if you have a babies, boy or girl, like all the things.
Oh, I like it. I never thought about that for a new baby.
Yes.
Oh, that's really sweet.
It's so great. So silver eagles are like the literal go-to, I feel like. Then everybody else also likes just the, we call it generic silver bullion. Mm-hmm. So it could be a silver round, like the buffaloes are super popular.
Uh-huh.
A silver ingot, which is going to be like a little bar. And they will get like from 1 ounce all the way up to like we have 100 ounce bars in the store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has their own little niche of things that they like, and I still have people buying gold coins too.
Well, the thing that's really neat about your shop is that I have so many friends. I feel like they have everything. I mean, they're very blessed.
Yeah.
And so I'm always trying to find some unique gift or something that has some meaning to
yes.
it.
Yes.
So I love the idea of finding things that have a special meaning. And so you just bought a Wonder Woman coin. And I looked it up. It's Linda Carter.
Carter. Gosh, that's her last name. Thank you.
Linda,
I was
going
to drive me crazy.
But you also have other things that are kind of unique and fun. Talk about those a little bit, too.
So, yes, I had a kid come in the other day because he was born in... like 1992.
Oh my goodness.
So he was looking for an 1892 silver coin.
Oh,
and I was
wow.
Right. He was like, I want one like that. And I'm like, dude, that's, I mean, fair. I get it.
Interesting.
So we were looking for an 1892 coin for him. And I'm like, that's just a cool thing. And I always think that's fun to get like something like 100 years before you were born.
Yeah, I never thought about that. That's very cool.
It's super fun. So I just thought, I was like, yeah. I'm like, I usually tell people to do that. And you're just doing it all by yourself, dude.
Yeah.
Like, good job. Also, born in 1992. What a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't we? That's a whole other show.
Yeah, I know, right? But it was sweet. So I liked, and that was it would be a Morgan dollar, which uh-huh. we talk about all the time, is my favorite. Dollar. I just like the way it looks. It's cowboy money.
Can you describe it in case someone's never seen a Morgan dollar?
So on the back of the Morgan dollar, it has the eagle with its wings spread.
Mm-hmm.
And it says like $1 on it. And then on the front, it's got Lady Liberty's head basically. And she's got like a little crown on it. And it says Liberty. And it's got like little flowery cotton pieces in her mm-hmm. hair. And I think she's got like kind of curly-ish hair. Then there's the Peace Dollar, which started in 1921, and she looks like she's got like these rays of sunshine
oh,
for
neat.
Her crown.
Yeah.
And the eagle on her on the back is closed winged. Oh, that was hard to say this morning. And she's pretty cool too. Uh-huh. And she says peace under it.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, they're just neat old cowboy money dollars.
I love that. So your brother is also in the business, and he specializes more in the antique coins. Is that correct?
Well, so a Morgan and Peace Dollar people would call them antique when they're talking about antique coins.
They're less antique than some of the ones you have.
True. Well, yes. So he specializes more in like foreign coins mm-hmm. and the paper currencies.
Oh.
Which I'm sort of working on. He's so good at it. I don't want to mm-hmm. like, you know, mess him up.
But if you find some Confederate dollars as you're cleaning out the attic, do
yeah.
they have value?
They can have value. You know, they can range anywhere from, like, you know, Confederate $10 bills. You know, I could buy those anywhere from a couple of bucks to 10 or 15. You know, mm-hmm. it just depends. It just mm-hmm. depends on how they look.
Is there any paper currency that has high value
yes.
that if you ever stumble upon?
Sure, like $1,000 bills and $500 bills. Those are high currency monies.
Yeah.
Like we have a $500 bill in the store right now. I think it's like $1,600 is what we're selling it
really?
For.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so interesting. That's I didn't
so
know they crazy. Made $500.
Yep, so they made $500,000, $5,000, and $10,000. I don't know if they made any after. I can't remember, but uh-huh. I know they made those.
Interesting.
Yeah, which I have never had a $10,000 bill in my store, to be fair.
I wouldn't mind having one.
I mean, just one, please. Thank
just
you.
Just one, that's all. I'm not greedy.
That would be only, you know, a couple $100,000.
Wow.
We do have an old dollar bill in our store right now that is serial number one.
What?
I cannot remember the year. It's 1890s, early 1900s.
Really?
Yeah, and it's...
That must have some value.
It does. It's very expensive. It's like $16,000, $17,000.
I would think so.
Super cool.
And the serial number is number one?
Number one. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a super cool. So that's probably the coolest thing I have in the store right now.
That
besides,
is cool.
Besides my Athenian owl.
Mm-hmm.
My
Describe that.
The ancient coin from 440 BC that's got Athena on one side and her owl on the other.
That's amazing.
That dollar bill is worth more than her.
I'm fascinated by all this.
It's so crazy.
We're talking with Stephanie Dawson. She's with Emerald Coast Coins. She is making a coin collector out of me for sure.
I'm trying.
And if you keep listening to her show, she's a regular on Pep Talk. I promise you're going to start to, I suspect you'll, listen in a little bit. Then you might go to their Facebook. Next thing you know, you're going to be in the store.
Literally.
That's what happens.
Yes, that's always what happens. Like, with our crew we have now, even when I started, I did not give a lick about coins or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And now even every one of my people who work there, we all have like a little niche of things we like and collect.
Yeah.
It is so funny.
It's really fun. So if you do have some coins at home, you have some questions about it, it doesn't cost you anything to ask the question.
No.
And that's what's great about it. They don't charge you any fees for that.
Information is free.
Information is free, which a lot of times is not the case.
Exactly.
So definitely want to take advantage of that. And of course, if you have a question this morning, please, 850-437-1620. I'd be happy to answer your question.
For sure. And then the last few minutes we have left, text us in.
Yeah, text it on in. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so now foreign coins, we've touched on this before.
Right.
And I have this whole box of coins, Egyptian coins, actually.
Yeah.
But I don't think they have a whole lot of value because they're pretty current. I mean, they were from the 70s, 80s,
yeah.
I'm guessing.
So that would be, that's my brother's niche. Most of that stuff we purchase by the pound. We buy it by the pound and we sell it by the pound. So if you had a whole, pound of coins, in your hand, I would pay, $3 or $4 for it.
Interesting.
And then I just turn around to sell it by the pound.
Okay, so this coin that's from when in BC?
440.
440
yeah.
BC.
Mm-hmm.
So how exactly did you come about with getting that
coin?
We
got that. We purchased that from another
dealer. Did someone find
that
in their attic here?
Because
I thought we settled later than that.
I know, right? We it came over from, Greece. Got it from another dealer who got it from who knows who. He had a whole hoard.
How do you authenticate something like that? I mean,
there are people out there who that's what they specialize in, and that's how we know they're real.
Right.
Besides, you can tell a lot of times a replica from a real one. Replicas a lot of times will have a seam where they've been cast into something put together pieces.
Was this coin hammered out?
Yes,
then?
It was a hammer.
Think of what tools they had in 440 PC.
That's what I would think is that they used would probably be a hammer and a chisel, to just chisel out the design and then hammer it in. Could you imagine?
No.
And there's a lot of these. I mean, even though
I didn't even know they used money, quote unquote,
right?
Back then.
It's crazy.
But see, that's what's neat about. I love the antique show. I love the antiques
yes.
in general, and just when you find out the history, whatever niche you get into, whether it's coin or furniture or there's so many different things, art.
Yeah,
I mean, there's just everything has a history.
It
and
does.
It's really quite
and that's,
extraordinary.
That's what's fun about coming in the store too, is because not only do we have coins and gold and silver and bullion, we have just other niche things in the store. We have oh my gosh, a meteorite. A meteorite.
Oh
slice.
Really?
Not for sale. It's just there for show.
Uh-huh.
We have fossilized coral that we got from an archaeologist a long time ago. Things that my dad found metal detecting.
Yeah, he's a big metal detector on the beach, right?
Yep. Things so like old bite bullets or rings and treasures and all that stuff. So it's like coming into a museum.
Okay, we got a question from one of our listeners, Paul, who's a regular for Pep Talk. He says, and this is probably a couple people thinking this, why don't Confederate bills have more value? That's kind of a good question.
I think they made lots of them. I think that's what it really boils down to, is they had lots of them. And then they, when the Confederate States were no more, then, they were just kind of more obsolete. So there's just, not much more to do with them.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting what becomes super valuable and what doesn't.
It's true. It's true. So, the Confederate bills, they made lots and lots of the $10 bills and the $5 bills. It's kind of like some of these silver dollars that are just going to, the Morgan and Peace dollars we were talking about. Even though it's from the Morgan dollar from 1921. Yeah, 1921 is old, but they made thousands and thousands of these coins.
Mm-hmm.
So that, that kind of knocks down their price where they're not going to be... Well, a few months ago, super expensive. Now, silver price for them is $65-70.
Wow. Okay. So if you find an old coin, I like to say this every show because this is one of the things I learned right off the bat.
Yes.
Do not clean it.
Do not clean it.
Because that's what I want to do. I want to get that silver polish out.
Yes. I had a customer come in last week and they wanted to get a really pretty, it was very nice uncirculated coin. And they were like, well, can I put it in with the baking soda and the tin foil? And I was like, no. Mm-hmm. I'm like my heart all broke. I'm like, I cannot sell you this beautiful, perfect coin and have you go clean it. I'll give you an ugly one, and then you can go clean that one.
But don't clean it. It reduces the value.
Because it reduces the value. He would have taken that, like, $200-$300 coin and made it, a $50 coin.
Sure. Wow. Okay. Don't do it.
I was like, please don't. And he was He was like, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So this whole business about coins, it's called numismatist
is what we are. Numismatics is what it is.
Numismatics.
Numismatics.
People who specialize in coins.
Yes.
Which is really cool.
It is fun. That's a fun word. And it's a fun industry. It's super fun. Like, you know, I've been doing this since 2009. So, I never thought this is where I would be today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I find it so fascinating because every time I drive by their shop, the parking lot's full. They're very busy. I went in there just one time and to see Stefan. I mean, there were all kinds of people, you know, in there. I thought, wow, this is so really interesting. So there's a lot of demand for this, believe it or not.
It's crazy.
And a lot of information, but it's something that will probably never go away.
Correct. I don't think it'll ever.
So many people say invest in gold and silver going forward because it's a sure thing.
Yep. That's what I say too, because people are like, the art is dying. And I'm like, I don't really think it is, because there's a lot of people that bring in their grandchildren, you know, and they're working on getting their grandchildren into it. And sometimes these kids, you know, today they just research a lot too, and they have all this information. I'm like, yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. This is great.
My parents started me on it when I was young because I had the little penny collecting folders. So I have those, and they were paper folders, and you insert the penny inside.
Exactly.
And then later on got, as a Christmas gift, was given when the state quarters came out. I've told you about that.
Yep.
But just fun.
It's just fun to do. Yeah. I still will look at my change when I get it from anywhere. You know, just to see what's in there.
Well, with everything changing now, and so we're so much moving away from cash, do you think that means that the value of coins is now going to go up as time goes by? Because we're kind of moving to a cashless society.
They're trying to. I don't think we'll ever be a cashless society. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the money we have now, no. They make billions of this stuff. Like, millions and billions of this current stuff. So, no, I don't think we'll ever be worth anything unless there was something specifically special about a certain piece. Mm-hmm. And I don't ever think we'll be a cashless society. That's just my opinion.
I like holding money.
I do too. I do too.
There's just something about it.
Just like holding my silver and gold. I'd rather have it in my hands than in a stock.
I know. And let's see. Oh, here we go. We've got hang on a second. I've got a question coming in from one of our listeners. So what's the story behind, this is from Kim. What's the story behind the starting Emerald Coast Coin Shop? The history?
Oh, so.
Just a couple minutes.
Yeah. So the short version of it is my dad and his friend were metal detecting buddies, and they were doing this, and they were like, you know, I think we could start a shop with all these things. And so they started at the flea market, at T&W Flea Market.
No kidding.
And then they moved into a brick and mortar not too long after that, and that was the blossoming of Emerald Coast Coins. My dad and his friend started it together.
Metal detectors.
Yep.
Wow, that's wild.
It was fun, and they enjoyed it together a lot, and dad's working on enjoying retirement, so that's good too.
Well, our joke is that he's retired, but he's still hanging around.
Yep, that's all right.
I understand that.
Yep.
I get it. Okay, so if you have any questions, what's the best way for folks to get in touch with you?
So call us, 850-473-1515. If we're busy, we don't always get to answer. Just give us about 10 or 15 minutes to call back. Facebook Messenger, you can message me on Facebook Messenger. You just search Emerald Coast Coins. Those are the two best ways.
Okay.
Phone and Facebook right now. We have an email address. I could, it's eccpensacola@gmail.com.
That's easy. Yeah. eccpensacola@gmail.com.
Yep. We're so Monday through Friday.
You can send them a picture or photo of a coin that you have or some jewelry and see if they can give you a value for it.
Well, jewelry, you know, it was hard to evaluate over a picture.
Okay.
That stuff usually have to come in, but coins, yes.
Okay. And again, your hours and when you're open.
Monday through Friday. Monday and Friday, 9 to 5. Tuesday through Thursday, 9 to 4. We close for lunch from 12:30 to 1 daily. And we stop taking jewelry an hour prior to closing. And we're just up the street, 1811 Creighton Road. We're right past that linear light, almost smack dab in the middle of Creighton.
You can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
Can't miss it. Stephanie, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the show.
Thanks.
I always learn something every time that you come on the show.
I appreciate that. I try.
But I'm particularly interested. I think I'm going to have to get a Silver Eagle.
You need to get a Silver Eagle.
They have them for 2026. Is that right?
Yes, we do. We have plenty for 2026 right now.
Okay, and they're quarters or dollars?
They're dollars.
Dollars.
Dollars, okay. Dollars.
Okay, one more time, that website and how to get in touch.
Facebook, Emerald Coast Coins, and then 850-473-1515.
Okay, and emeraldcoastcoins.com.
Oh, yes.
Yes, for the website.
Yes. I'm like, I think so.
Yes, that's it. All right. Okay, thank you so much for being here, Stephanie, with Emerald Coast Coins.